high. I got like 80% of the way through this update and was like, oh, it's probably better if you make it an audio. So this is a lot of repeating, but you know, maybe you want to hear it from me. Look at this amazing art. Oh my God, I've wanted a bedroom V for like, I don't even know how long. And I've been wanting to work with this artist for forever. I'm going to call it Madiax. I think that's what it is. I'm sorry, I should probably ask her. Anyway, I hope you've had a really fun August. August was way better than July for me. I was traveling a ton in July, and now I finally feel like things have settled down a bit. And that feels really nice. We got through cake day, and I've been practicing my improv a bit more. Cake day was really fun. You all come up with a lot of really fun tags, and I get to put them all in my mind and spin them around until something clicks. And I was really happy with the art by Saki Boos and just the whole thing. It took a little longer for me to come up with the flow of the story and stuff because I don't really think I'm an expert on what romantic is. I wish I, you know, had more exposure to romance movies and all of that stuff, but I'm just sort of winging it. It seemed like a lot of you liked it, so thank you. I finally filled another fluff script. It's been a while for that. And I do have some more tomboys coming publicly to Reddit. Patreon had a really fun time in August. Surprise collab, early access, a little bit of MILF, a little bit of succubus, a lot of bloopers I managed to find this time around. I really like releasing them with a public post because, I don't know, it just makes me feel silly. And I also have been getting more familiar with my 3DO. I'm not sure if I've mastered it just yet, but I will continue to work on it. Speaking of Patreon, we're super close to the last milestone goal of the year, which is a three-part series for all tiers. Every subscriber counts. So if you've ever thought about, you know, joining, you know, I don't know, you could join at the $2 tier. You could even do it for a year, and that's like, what, $22 for what will be 6 exclusives? I'd say that's a pretty stellar deal. Also, I'm contemplating getting rid of that tier by the end of the year, so if you thought about joining, you know, maybe try and get on the train, and you get to pick what the three-part series will be. That'll be really fun. A lot of art this month. I went a little crazy because I wanted to get ahead of the Halloween rush. Not that I have a ton of Halloween art coming, but new banner, new profile picture, both on Patreon and YouTube and Reddit. And yeah, I've tried to be a bit more active on Twitter and on Discord and just on my pages in general because I got some feedback that, you know, you were all looking for more updates. I always feel weird about updates. I'm like, no one gives a shit about this, but, you know, maybe you do. And if, I guess, 5 of you listen, that's better than none of you listening. So I tried to be better about that. Let me know if August's level of communication was better than previous months, and I will keep trying to get better. So September, what's coming next? You know, art, we talked about that just now. I have commissioned a bunch of art pieces for YouTube, mostly because, well, the art that I was finding that was, you know, free to use for YouTube and stuff didn't really represent me. And so I went to an artist and was like, well, I don't really identify with a lot of the free art that's out there. So I have, you know, commissioned some artists to come up with some characters that I am very proud of. you know, speaking of YouTube, or to go in YouTube, I'm working with Fred Writing and LSI to have some more safer work stuff. I also have just some improv things that I've been working on that I think are really cute. And if you're on Patreon, you'll get the first look at those. I also downloaded Filmora and paid for an upgraded annual subscription. So thank you. I'm also upgrading my recording space thanks to some gifts from a bunch of you, actually. You know, I'm very grateful and very humbled for, new microphones and just, acoustic paneling and, sound reduction curtains and, all of the things that make it so that when my neighbor is practicing his guitar like he was at the beginning of this audio, that I, don't have to do too much editing on the back end. But speaking of editing, I think I've found an editor to work with, and she's great and super talented, and I am looking forward to getting those hours back because I listen to myself way too much, and if I can just soundscape, maybe I'll, produce a few more audios a month. I don't know. Or maybe I'll just take a little bit more of intentional breaks. More polls, more public audios, more privately written scripts I have at the ready. And yeah, back on the gratitude thing, every single one of you that subscribes or has subscribed or, is planning to, whatever, I am trying to put as much as I can back into this hobby, whether it's buying more acoustic paneling or upgrading Filmora or, getting extra attachments or art, especially art, just so that, you all feel like you're getting your money's worth, really. And even if you aren't on Patreon and you're, upvoting and commenting, all of that matters and it means so much to me. And I've been making some, life decisions about, what I want to be doing. And I'm doubling down on this hobby and want to keep growing with you. So hopefully you stick around for all of that. And lastly, I am going to be recording my AMA. A lot of you sent in a lot of really good questions, and I'm going to be doing that on my Discord server with Red Haired MILF. And I think that's going to happen this Saturday. So, but it'll be available publicly for everyone to listen to, at least the edited version. So thank you. Thank you so much for supporting me and listening. And it's going to be good. Stay tuned.